We began doing this halacha really 2 weeks ago. I wasn't here last week, so we didn't have a chance to finish it. And I mentioned 2 weeks ago when we started learning halacha, when Hilchas Beitz Malacha Hey, Rabbi Ois Beis. We began, when we started discussing this 2 weeks ago, we mentioned that really this halacha is not related at all, at least pechitzonius, to the concept of Pesach. It doesn't talk about Pesach at all. But, however, he is talking about the concept of an egg. And we know that one of the things that every Yid Kamat has on his Ka'ara, Minig and Klal Yisrael, Minig born in Shulchan Aruch, to have in the Ka'ara, is to have a Beitz. We have a Beitz and a Zroya, Beitz and a Basar. The reason is to represent the carbon Pesach and the carbon Chagiga. Now, technically, it could be anything cooked. It doesn't have to be an egg. But nevertheless, we have an egg, and the egg Pashas is Meramis in the Indian of Avelos as well. The egg also reminds us of the Indian of Tisha B'Av, like the Torah brings down, that At Bash, that the first day of Pesach, comes out on the same day of Tisha B'Av. Aleph Tav is the same day that Pesach falls out, which means Monday night is the same day that Tisha B'Av, which will be a Moya this year, but the Tisha B'Av falls out on the same day. So it's obviously a connection between the egg, which we eat by Sudas Mafsekes, and the egg that we put on the Ka'ara. And the Shalom that we mentioned last time is that L'chara, it's not appropriate at all. Yantif night, Pesach night Befrat, is a Yantif of Cheres, it's a Yantif of Malchus. Every Yid acts like a Melech and a Malka. Every person lives like a king. And then you have suddenly like a reminder of the fact that we're in Avelos. It's not the time to L'chara remember that we're in Avelos. It's the time that a person is Ki'ilu Yatzmei Mitzrayim. A person has to live Mamash Cheres Dik, Mamash as if he's in the state of Geula. We have this egg somehow sitting on the Ka'ara, which is supposed to remind us that, by the way, you don't have the carbon Chagiga, you don't have the carbon Pesach. And it's supposed to bring in like some aspect of Avelos. And the Shalom is, why exactly Dafka an egg? Why Dafka the Indian of Avelos? And what's the panemius of what the egg specifically on the Ka'ara reminds us? That was the Shalom that we began with last week. And we mentioned what Nosson explains in this first ois over here, and I'll just chazer over Bekitzer just so we can pick up from where we left off. Rav Nachman explains in Torah Pei Hei, that's where Rav Nosson's going on. In Torah Pei Hei, he says that there's a goizim and nukr luzim. There's a goizim, certain types of nuts that are called luzim, and they it takes them 21 days to be able to be created, to be able to be fully ripe. And he says an egg also, Chazal say also that an egg takes 21 days. The Gemara Mechaira says that an egg takes 21 days to be formed, to be formulated. It takes 21 days. And he says that the agoizim, which are called luzim, these agoizim, which are called luzim, are meramis on the Indian of the luz bone. The luz bone is meramis on the Indian of tchias ha-mesim. And in Mela, Zakter Nachman over there in Terpehe, and Tanyana, that the reason why we eat the reason why we have an egg and these agoizim and nikoluzim is meramis on the concept of anachama, but it's also meramis on the 21 days that of the 3 weeks of the Bein HaMitzarim. And L'chara Rav Nosson asked at the beginning is that if these agoizim are called luzim, and the luzim are supposed to remind us of the luzbom, which reminds us of the nechama, of tchias ha-mesim, that even after a person's totally destroyed, there's a chelik of him that you're able to recreate the person from, which is called the luzbom. So then why is it meramis? Why does it take 21 days to create these agoizim, to create these nuts and eggs as well? Why L'chara 21 days, which Rav Nachman says is corresponds to the 21 days of the Bein HaMitzarim, L'chara, one has nothing to do with the other. If it's corresponding to the avelos, then it can't also respond to the nechama. It's one or the other. Either it corresponds to the nechama, to the luzbon, to the egg, the fact that everything's going to be okay, or on the contrary, it's meramis on the Indian of the 3 weeks. Rav Nachman says that somehow the same thing, which means both the agoizim, which are called luzim, and the beitzim, which also take 21 days, both of these things are meramis at the same time on a nechama. That's why the first food that an oval eats is something round, typically an egg. It's meramis on the Indian of Anachama, and it's meramis on the Indian of Avelos. In fact, Rav Nosson, it's either one or the other. How is it chayach to have both of them in one item? You have these agoizim, which are called luzim, you have these beitzim, and somehow it's meramis both on galus and on geula, both on Anachama and on the Bein HaMitzarim. Zok Rav Nosson, very pashtazach, that what Nachman's teaching us is that those two things are not independent. It's not that there's a tsar, and then you get out of the tzar, and then you experience the geula. The ultimate geula is only able to be experienced through the tzar. They're not two separate independent things. It's only from that place of the tzar, from the shvira that a person has, from the brokenness that a person has, that's where you're able to experience the simcha that takes place. Like Chazal say, call him Mesabal al Yushalayim, Zoycha v'ray v'simchasay. If you're not Mesabal al Yushalayim, you're not going to be v'ray v'simchasay. It's not that I'm Mesabal al Yushalayim for 3 weeks, and then the Shabbos Nachamu. Zoktim Nasan, it's all one thing. Gufa by being Mesabal al Yerushalayim, Gufa by recognizing what takes place when I'm lacking Yerushalayim, then I'm able to experience his simcha. And he says this, Lashon HaShe'ir Shel Shum Adam, B'chlalu B'prat, Lovei El HaTikva Toiv. It's impossible for anybody to come to anything good, Kiyam Al Yidei Tzar V'Yishum Amriris Gadol. They're not two independent things. I didn't have a bad stage in my life, and now things are going well. Because I had a difficult stage in my life, because I had a shivrin, because I had a shvir, because things weren't working out well, and I was able to work through that, that's why I'm able to have the Yeshua that comes after. They're not two independent things. Shabbos Nachamu only comes, and you're only able to experience the Geula if you first experience the tsar and the meriros and the bitterness of being in galus. This is the ikar of what he spoke about in Eis Aleph, that those two things always go together. And Amemela, the egoizim, which are called luzim, or the beitzim, are both the 21 days of Bein HaMetzarim, and it's also the Nechama. Because the only way to get the Nechama is by working through the Bein HaMetzarim, working through the 3 weeks. Kol HaMesabal Yerushalayim is Zeche B'roi B'Simchasei. As Chazal say, Tzadikim T'chilasin Yisurin V'Seifin Shalvan. The beginning it's Yisurin, and the end it's Shalvan. Again, not two separate things. Because at the beginning of it's Yisurin, that's what ends up becoming Shalvan. When a person goes through a difficult time, for example, B'chlolius, Kol Yisrael goes through the Bein HaMetzarim, or Kol Yisrael right now, where Pratius is going through difficult matzav in Eretz Yisrael, or a person in their own life goes through something difficult in Ruchnius or Gashmius, a person has to understand that this itself is a Yerida L'Tzerech Aliyah. It's not a Yerida, and then there's going to be Aliyah. This Yerida becomes what Rachman calls the Yerida, is the Tachlis Aliyah. That this Yerida becomes the reason why I'm able to have an Aliyah. That Gufa by coming to this place, like by the Paraduma we find such a concept. The Gufa by being able to be Matami Tahirin, and Gufa by the place that it's Din, and the fact that it's red, and the fact that it's Parah, which is Peirish Din, and Gufa by the fact that it's the ultimate sign of Din, that's how you're able to get to Tahara. Gufa by a person getting to the place of real Shivan Alev, not Atzvas, but real Shivan Alev, and a person being able to go through that bitterness, that's how you're able to have the Geula. And without the first step, you can't get to the second step. Otherwise, it's not a Geula, it's not a Yeshua. It might be nice, it might be enjoyable, but it's not a real Yeshua. A real Yeshua can only come when you experience the Tzar, and then you're able to build off of the Tzar. That every Churban that takes place is only a churban, only a manas livnos. It's breaking. It's a breaking that takes place. It's seiser, but it's seiser almanas levinus. It's a breaking that takes place in order to then be able to build something bigger. And every person, bechlal l'baprat, when they go through any matziv of tzara, whether it's ruchnius or gashmius, a person has to understand that this is the avodah. It's not that I'm going through a difficulty and one day my life will turn around. The fact that I'm going through the difficulty, this is what creates the groundwork that allows the Yeshua to come. The Bein HaMetzarim, the fact that Klal Yisrael is in Golus, everything that we're going through right now, bechlal l'baprat, is what creates the groundwork for any Yeshua to come. And Memela, Zoktim Nachman, the Egoizim, the Beitzim, which take 21 days, Amram is both on the Yeshua, both on the Luzbon, both on that Chelik of a person that's able to have Tchias HaMesim from, and it's Maramas on the Bein HaMetzarim on the 3 weeks, because it's Hainu Hach. Only through the Tzar, that's able to experience Yeshua. A very, 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 very important Yisoid for a person to understand. But when a person is going through a difficult Tzara, and when a person receives the Yeshua, that it's not, when you receive the Yeshua, it's not just, okay, I had the Yeshua. You have to go back to the whole thing, and you have to read through the whole Tzara again. You have to recognize what the matzav of Tzara was in, and only then can you really experience everything that you're taking place. And we'll see that this is really the whole theme of what takes place in Lala Seder is Mamash this Indian. Not just the Yeshua. We don't just talk about the Nisim, but Fakir, Mitchila, Hoyo Aviseinu. You have a Chiev to be Mascha B'Gnos, Messiah B'Shvach. You have to begin with the Gnos and recognize that only from the Gnos, that's how we got to the Shvach. It's not, okay, there was a bad Kufa in Klal Yisrael's life when Mitzrayim. Let's just talk about the last year in Mitzrayim when we had Makis, we had Kriyas Yam Sefakir. We talk about Vanitzak, we talk about the Shibud that Klal Yisrael went through, we talk about Chaymer El Naveinu, we talk about Mamash, the difficulties, the challenges that Klal Yisrael went through, because you recognize that the Yeshua, the building of Klal Yisrael, only came because of that Tzara. It wasn't just two separate things. There was a Tzara, and then we got built as a nation. The Kor HaBarzel, that which built Klal Yisrael, was all the years of Shibud that Klal Yisrael went through. And Lasid Lavi, should happen in Richardson tonight, but when Mashiach comes, it will be very, very clear to us that it's not, there wasn't just 2,000 years of Galus, and now there's a shift, that everything that's built through the Geula was only able to be built on the foundations that we created through Galus. All the Tzar, all the Yisurin, Beruchnius HaGashmius, that every Yid goes through, is creating a space to then be able to build the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, right? Every child knows that every mitzvah that they do creates a brick in the Beis HaMikdash, right? My daughter wants to go to the Kaisel, she wants to see where exactly her bricks are. She wants to know if they're going to have her name on them. Where's her bricks, like the bricks that she created from her mitzvahs. Reb Nosson is telling us something else also. It's not just the mitzvahs that you do that create bricks. The tzara and the yeshua that a person goes through, and a person holds on to the Rabbanu Shalom, and a person is able to recognize and have emuna that this is coming from the Rabbanu Shalom, and a person is able to work through that tzara, that also creates a brick for the Beis HaMikdash. That's the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash. It's built on the foundations of all the Churban that takes place. And Memelo, when a person understands this in their own life, that all the tzara that they go through, all the difficulties, all the challenges are creating that vacuum, and are breaking things down in order to create something bigger and better, that a person is able to understand that the Beitzim is both the Chaf Aleph Yoyim, it's both the 21 days of Bein HaMetzarim, and it's also Tchias HaMesim, and it's also the ultimate Nechama. That's really, again, Bekitzur, what he said in Eis Aleph. Now in Eis Beis, he's going to get back to the halacha that we mentioned last week. At the beginning, Nasa brought down the halacha in Peivav, in your idea of Peivav, when it talks about the simen of how do you know that a Beitz is Torah. A person walks into a shuk, you know, somewhere in the world, and you want to know if the egg that you're buying is kosher or treif. If it's coming from a treif animal, you're not allowed to eat the egg. If it's coming from a kosher animal, you're allowed to eat it. Zakta mechaber and pei vav near a day. How do you know? Mechaber says that the main siman is it needs to be round on one side and sharp and pointy on the other side. Right? Like the eggs we have, take a typical egg you have in your house. It's round on the bottom and it comes to sort of like a point, more of like a sharp at the top. It's what the proper shape for it's called. It's an egg shape, right? It's not an oval, but it's an egg shape, right? It's round on the bottom and it's sort of like goes pointy on the top. That's an egg. That's the first siman. If it's not like that, which means if it's perfectly round, or if it's if it's sharp on both edges, then the mechaber says then you know it's for sure tamei. If one side is round and one side is sharp, that's a good siman that it's probably tahar, which means it's very likely came from a Beimat Torah. You still need to ask the Meicher where it came from. If he says that it came from a kosher animal, together with the fact that partially is round, the bottom half is round, or the top half, it doesn't matter, and the other part is sharp, that's how you know that it's a kosher egg. That's the way the Mechaber Paskin. Zaktab Nassin, now that we understand what a Beitza is, now that we understand what Tsar and Yesurin is, now that we understand what Yeshua is, that those two things, they go hand in hand, they're built on each other, that the challenges and the pain that a Yid goes through is what builds the Yeshua, now we can understand what a Beitza is. And again, like we mentioned last time, Lakut Halacha is just taking the Halacha and unpacking the Halacha, being able to understand, okay, it's Halacha, just, it's a practical simon. I'm not saying it's not a practical simon. If you look at the egg, it reminds you of the way life is supposed to be. So let's see where it begins in simon, again, Rehilchas Beitz Halacha, hey, ois beiz, zebechinas. That's on page Sadi Beiz in most of the prints. Zebechinas simoni beitzim shemrum is behem inyan zeh. Ki shnei roishim kadim, or shnei chadim, if they're both round or both sharp, that's Bavade Simatuma. Why? Zakhtar Rasan, what does that represent? Risham and people that are Rachik from Emes. What happens when a person who's rachik from MS goes through a tsar and goes through a challenge? They say, this is it. Everything's over. My life is terrible. Everything's falling apart. My industry's falling apart. My life is falling apart. My shalom bias, my children, everything's falling apart. And they're not able to be menachem themselves. And they have no kivoy. They have no hope that they're ever going to get out of the place that they're in. They don't believe that they're ever going to get out of the place of darkness. They're shakua in their daiga. A person goes to a tsar, and a person is not connected to a muna, a person is not connected to Rabbanu Shalom. What happens at that moment of tsar is a person totally falls apart. Everything falls apart. They have a tsar goes on in their life, something's not working out well, and they completely collapse, they completely fall apart, and somebody who's looking at it from the outside says, it's okay. This has happened to other people before. It's happened to the industry before. It's happened to people Shalom Bayis before. It's happened to kids, people's children could have gone to school right away. This has happened before. There's etzes, there's ways to get out. There's things to do. There's things that can take place. But the person who's rachik from emes, the person who's not connected to emuna, when they go through tzar nisun, fully fall apart. Achin afrodim like desim Hashem Yisbarach. What happens is slowly they find themselves being far away from the Rabbanu Shalom. Umeyat Torah vatzdika emes. They find themselves away from the tzaddikim, away from the Torah, away from Hashem. They pull themselves away from everything emes because they fell apart. Well, the pa'amim lahepech and the same rishon, the opposite is true also. When they're enjoying themselves and things are going well, they buy a party, they made a good business deal, and they made some money, things are going well. Then at that moment, then that joy that they take overtakes them completely, and they completely lose themselves in the simcha of the moment that they have. They made a deal, and they think this is it. Everything revolves around this deal. Everything revolves around the money that they made. They're able to have that. Something worked well in their life, and this becomes a central point, and everything revolves around this without the recognition that somebody on the outside is able to see that you had a good deal, but that's not the way the industry works. That's not the way life works. It's not the way Shalom Bayis works. It's not the way Ruchnius works. You had a good davening, but this is not everything. There's going to be ups and there's going to be downs. The fact that right now things are going well doesn't mean that this should become your whole picture. The person that's able to see things in a balanced way knows that the tsar that I'm going through is not the end all. It doesn't mean that everything fell apart just because I'm in a matzav of tsar. Right now, things are not going well, but I recognize that the tsar that I'm going through, like we said, is the foundation, is the building block for the simcha that I'm going to experience, that I'm able to work it through. That's going to be kolam sabal yushalayim zeichav rei b'simchasai. Dafka by being misabal, dafka by being able to experience the meriris, the bitterness, that's what will allow me to then be able to experience the simcha. And somebody's going through simcha also understands, okay, I know it's good, I should appreciate it. He's not saying not to appreciate the joy, but also not to let it overtake you completely, not to lose yourself in the moment to think that, okay, everything's perfect, everything's always going to be perfect, and a person loses their reality. Person lose their perception of reality to be able to see that, okay, Baruch Hashem, things are going well, but with a balance, in a way that's calm. And you see this by, again, he's saying by Risham, that Risham, everything's to an extreme. The good days are extremely good, and there's no balance, b'chlal, that when they have something good happens to them, they're overly joyed in a way that's not healthy, And when bad things happen to them, they're broken in a way that's not healthy. And Rasan says that a tzaddik, and a person who's connected to emes, like he said before, tzaddik, a person who's connected to emes and amun and the Rabbanu Shalom, a person's able to accept things in a way which is very balanced. Something good happens, say Baruch Hashem, they're grateful, they thank the Rabbanu Shalom, they say Mizmul Saida, they're appreciative to the person that helped them get to that place, but at the end of the day, it's calm. There's a way that it's b'sheke, b'shalva, it's able to be in a way that, okay, Baruch Hashem, I got what I got. This is a matana from the Rabbanu Shalom that doesn't overtake them completely. And when they go through a tzar, they say, okay, this is a challenge. It's something that's not working out well in my life. This is something that I need to work it through. But ultimately, I realize that I'm going to get out of this. And not only am I going to get out of it, then I'm going to realize that this was part of the minion of everything that's going to come in the other place. A rasha doesn't do that. A rasha is extremes. Good days are extremely good, and he loses himself completely. Right, somebody makes a lot of money, just spends all the money at one time without the ability to put any money into savings, is just mamash kol yemeim kechagim. The whole days are mamash like yomim tovim. They just live every day as if it's the last day on the earth, as if it's the last day. They're just living everything. And on the contrary, also when things go bad, they also fall apart. That's what it means at the egg. If both of them are either chad or kad, which means if both of them are round, both of them are sharp. That's the extreme of the rasha, where everything bad is totally bad and everything good is totally good. Why? Ki kad meramaz al avelus v'tzar. Kad, round, is meramaz al the inyan of avelus and tzar. V'chin is galgal hu shechayz v'aylam. What does round always represent? Like we said before, round represents avelus. The avel eats something that's round. So Yaakov Avinu had a nizid adashim because he was cooking that on the day that Yitzhak Avinu died. It's the inyan of adashim, something which is round. That's the concept of when Avram Avinu, that's the concept of galgal hu shechayz v'aylam. That's the concept of something round, the avelus that takes place. Shebishvil zeh. That's why we eat things that are totally round on b'shas avelus rachmanu litzlan. Ukvay shekasav v'neiris hagalgal alabar. The things slowly turn themselves around. V'chad, that's what round means. Round represents avelus. V'chad zebechinis aziz v'simcha. What does sharp mean? Sharp means that things are going well. Sharp means that I can be sharp. That not that round that I'm just looking at the galgal chayza. Sharp means that things are coming to a point. So if round means that everything that's here right now is eventually just going to continue moving in a circle, and what's on the bottom is going to come to the top, sharp means that it came to the point. Sharp means that it's at the ultimate point of simcha, which means things that are sharp, things that have a point to it, don't spin. Right? So something that's sharp is the opposite of round. So round means that it's a galgal chayza. Round means, okay, you're on the bottom now, you're going to come to the top. Something that's sharp means that you're at the top. You're at the peak of the skyscraper, and you're at the top. You're not going to flip around. Things that are sharp, things that are strong, don't turn around. There's no galgal achayza. It's the opposite. The ultimate opposite of a wheel is when you have something that's sharp, right? You have a protractor, right? It's like the sharp point that doesn't move. And then you have, okay, the wheel, the galgal achayza, which goes around that sharp point. So the kad represents the Indian of the galgal achayza, represents the Indian of avelus, and the chad part, the part that's sharp, is azaz v'simcha. That's azaz strength. And simcha, the bechin is v'yasam pi kecherev chada, right? It's like a strong, like you put my mouth like a sharp sword. Hepecha aval shein la peh. The oval doesn't have a peh. That's one of the reasons why it eats things that don't have a peh, is because an oval doesn't have a peh. He's not able to talk. One of the things in avelus, when a person goes to be menachem oval, you don't begin saying anything to the person. The whole idea of avelus is the person doesn't have the ability to speak properly. Mizem aramiz, the chad, the sharpness is the opposite of that. V'yasam pi kecherev chada. You place my mouth like a sharp sword, which means the ability to speak tremendously. Then we're like a cherev chada. Then we're like a sharp sword. Then we have the strength to be able to have the oiz v'chedva, the azas and simcha, to be able to walk in a way that we're able to be chadam v'chazakim neged ha'hepach. Avo rishoim, the problem is that a rasha doesn't live in this world. So again, if you look at the egg represents the ultimate shleimus. The egg represents that on the one hand, the bottom of it is round. At the top half of it is sharp. So it represents on the one hand that I recognize that everything is a galgal chayzer. That when I'm all the way in the bottom half of the egg, I recognize that, okay, now I'm on the bottom, it's a galgal chayzer. Things are going to turn around, things are going to move to a better place. The fact that I'm on the bottom is what creates the top of the egg, is what allows the rest of the egg to be formed. And I recognize that from the bottom, I'm going to be able to get to the top. But the opposite happens as well, which means that I look at the top of the egg, and that's chad, that's sharp. And I realize that, wait a second, the sharp part of my life, which is the good part of my life, I realize that it's good, and everything's working out well, and I feel sharp, I feel the oiz v'chedva, I feel azas and simcha, I feel like I have cherev chada, but at the same time, I look at the bottom half of the egg, and I say, okay, right now things are going well, this is not the shlemus, this is not the ultimate. That if I think that this is, I reach the peak, I realize that things are going to be a galgal chayzer. This is not the shlemus of simcha. Like he says, the shlemus of simcha is not ba'olam hazeh. It's not olam hazeh b'chol. So yeah, Baruch Hashem, things are going well. Baruch Nisu Gashmis, things are going well. This is not shlemus. So on the one hand, I have the sharp part which says, Baruch Hashem, you reached an aspect of shlemus. And when I reach that, when I have the top part of the egg, I then have to look at the bottom of the egg to remind myself that it's a galgal chayzer. That just because right now it's shlemus doesn't mean it's going to remain in that place of shlemus. And when I'm at the bottom, I look at the top and I say, wait a second. The fact that right now I'm at the bottom is a galgal chayzer, and eventually I'm going to get back to the top half of the egg. So the egg represents the ultimate simit of tahara. And any egg that has the opposite, which means any egg that's both sharp or both round, that's already simen of tumah. That means that when you fall apart, you totally fall apart, and there's no hope, there's no place bechlal for any tikva, for any hope to ever for things to turn around. So everything is just chada, everything is just round, and you say, even when I get up, I'm just going to get right back down. Again, I'm always going to fall, and I'm always going to fall apart. Shevel yipot tzadik, and there's no kum. That's the ultimate round egg. And an egg which is totally round, that's tamei. And an egg that's totally sharp, which means a person who lives their good days as if this is the shlemus of simcha, that's also tamei. That's also a simon of tumah. Because either one of those two extremes, I'm not saying is the world of the Rasha. Only the tzadik is able to be balanced, he's able to say good, he's able to take calmly, and bad, he's able to take in a calm way also. And you see this talk about tzadikim. People like to talk a lot about how tzadikim, when they experience tragedy, you know, when somebody dies or something like that, they're able to take it in a way which is very calm. You watch tzadikim, we are good news also. It's also in a very, very balanced way. They don't lose themselves. You watch somebody who hears like something good, a good piece of news, and like you see this with little kids, and unfortunately with adults that are sometimes act like little kids, they lose themselves completely. And it's like, okay, Baruch Hashem, it's good, but you have the ability to have balance, ability to see things in a broader perspective. Okay, this is good, but let's zoom out a little bit. In the bigger picture of life, in the bigger picture of Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, and the bigger picture of everything I've gone through, in the bigger picture of the Deiros before me and the Deiros after me, it's good and it's amazing and I should appreciate it. It's not saying, again, not to appreciate it, but I'm also able to see it with a balance. Everything's able to be balanced. So either one of these two simanim, which means if I only have one of these two simanim, it's both kad or both chad, zakrab nasa, and that's the beitza that's tamei, that's the mechaber paskins, that's the beitza that's vadi tamei. Only when it's the balance of chad and kad together, only when it's the balance of these two parts together, that's how you know that a chayich tev shlemus. He says, ulahepech. Right, so he says, "V'alkein shnei rishem chadam ekadem." If they're both round, they're both sharp. Shekashahem smeichem, heim emaleim ta'vasem, b'schoik v'simcha. Kibul kol ha'simcha b'zeh olam chas v'shalom. A person says, "Eat, drink, and be merry, because tomorrow you may die." A person lives in a way that he's living out his life, spending every last dollar as if this is it. Like you see sometimes with a guy, they get their paycheck and they go straight to the bar, and mamash spend every last dollar. That's the world where just this is the ultimate simcha. There's nothing bigger than this. There's nothing more to look forward to. This is it. This is the ultimate. That's the way where a person takes a simcha and takes it to an extreme. Ula hapech, the same people. When they fall apart, when something doesn't work out well in their life, totally, totally fall apart. They're destroyed completely. Because the imbalance of their life, the ability to only look at this moment as if this moment is everything, that's the world of the Rasha. This moment's not everything. This moment's one moment in time and something that's much larger than that. There's a much bigger picture to things. Okay, so things don't work out for you today, but there's a bigger picture to life. There's a bigger picture. Things will work out. The fact that things didn't work out is the binyan for things that will work out. Everything's able to look at things in a bigger picture in life. And it's, you see, so you talk to people sometimes that are dating. You find the same thing as well. Person, you know, gets a no from a girl, falls apart completely. Mama's like, he's 3 weeks in bed, he can't get out of bed. He's stuck in his dorm room for like 3 weeks. And then he gets like a yes from a girl, and mama's like, he's the happiest guy. And then, you know, 3 dates later from the same girl, he gets a no, and he falls apart completely. There's not a balanced person. Balance means that it's char and kad. That I'm able to say, okay, Baruch Hashem, I got a yes. Baruch Hashem, in the bigger picture of things, is very good. I'm very happy about it, but I'm able to see that this is not it. This moment, this yes here right now is not everything. I'm able to say that same thing when things don't work out. Also, the chad and kad working together, that's what Nasan says, that's the ultimate. V'zebachin is shnei rishayim kadem, she'avelis v'tzar shalom u'b'shnei rishayim, me'roish atzoif ke'inim akadem achras toiv klal. Both round means that there's no tikva b'chlal, that a person gets stuck in that place of total yish. K'vesha amrat, enenim arenim v'rabbeinu, Zal, it's interesting, the Lashonis that he uses, he quotes every time he quotes Rabbeinu, someone says, the Neinu Marin for Rabbeinu, someone says, Rabbeinu Zal, but he uses over here, the Neinu Marin for Rabbeinu Zal, and Sich Saran, Shemisha Ein Lo Yamuna, Chayav Einam Chayim Klau. His life is not life B'chlau. Why? Kitekev Kishabole Ezitzar, Ein Lo Yibim, Malo Nachem Asatzmai. Something doesn't go well in his life, there's no way to be Menachem myself. How should I pick myself up when things aren't working well in my life? I fell apart. Things aren't going well, they're probably never going to turn around. There's probably no reason why I went through this. And even if things do turn around, But why do I have to suffer for a year? But a yid who has emunah, a yid understands that I have to suffer for a year, not as just this is some random suffering, but the fact that it's called, the fact that it's called a mis'abal yushalayim, that's what leads to zeich of a rabbi samchasei. So he says, okay, so things are not going well, but this is part of the bigger picture. This is chad. It's chad. It's round, but it's going to turn back around again. Ulahapech, and the opposite, because shasham is a chekaslam, these same rasham, when everything's going well, and leim simcha v'schoik, Shazel b'chinas shnei reshem chadim, and that's why Chazal say asa la'adam l'mali schayk b'finu b'elamazeh. Before Mashiach comes, it's asa for a person to be mali schayk finu, which means to get to that level of oz yimali schayk finu. That's only oz. It's only la'asad lavai. But to get the level of mali schayk finu, that a person's mouth is full of schayk finu, that's the world of la'asad lavai. A person can have simcha. You have to have simcha. Mitzvah gedolah lias tamid b'simcha. To be b'simcha, yeah, but to be mali, to be full. That the only thing I could experience is the moment of joy right now. Without being able to see things in a bigger picture, that's the imbalance of the person who's shnei reshem chadim or shnei reshem kadim. Shal simcha kazeis nemar l'simcha ul'simcha maza oisa. What the Kehillah says, what are you making a simcha like this for? Aval tzadikim v'aksherim, that's all the world of the Rasha. Zakdim nasim, but then there's balanced people, which are tzadikim and ksherim. And again, like he said before over there, v'chol echem yisrael v'chinis tzadik. The people that have amuna, k'shigeish lam tzar chas v'shalom, when things don't go well, it's all part of the bigger picture that the Rabban Hashem is putting me through. All the challenges, Ruchnius Hagashim, as I'm going through, is only part of the path that I'm getting through in order to get to the ultimate Geula. Kad and Chad is the mix of these two things together. Avelus, tzar, nechama, and tikva toiva. On the one side of the egg is avelus and tzar. The other side of the egg is nechama and tikva toiva. And I'm able to be living in that place of balance. Ki etzlam, mekashra avelus v'atzar, v'atikva v'anachama. Beautiful words. You're able to be mekashra, the avelus and the tzar, beha tikva v'anachama. Again, not two separate things. But I'm able to take the tzar and avelus and attach it to the tikva nechama, recognize it's all one painting, it's all one picture, that in order for the Rabban Hashem to be able to paint that beautiful picture, it's painted against a black backdrop. It's painted in a way that it has the Chaf Aleph Yomim, the 21 days of Avelos, of Bein HaMetzarim, and then you're able to have Shabbos Nachamu, then you're able to have Kol Mis'abal Yushalayim Zeichav Rei B'Simchasei. Ki Etzam Akashra Avelos Vatzar B'Tikva Nechama. They tie it in one package. Ba Yidei Zeh, Eina Miyayshin Atzman La'olam Hashem Yisbarach. There's no Yish Bechlal, Ein Shem Yish Ba'olam Klal, Ad Shezeich Ma'achris Toiv, till they're able to get to the place of Achris Toiv. Ba'akin Rumas Kol Zeh Be'Beitza. All of that is Merumas and the Inyan of the Beitza. Machma Shibichin is Luz, She ikra tikva v'nachama. That's the ikra of the tikva v'nachama. Again, the Beitzim said take 21 days to create. The same thing as Egoizim and Ikruluzim. Take 21 days because that's the ultimate place of nachama. Shebeshvil ze oichan oisa besudim afsekes. That's where we eat the Beitz at the sudim afsekes. Ke'al yidei ze ikra nachama. That's the nachama that a yid has when a yid's sitting by the sudim afsekes. The nachama is that right now I'm on the bottom. Right now it looks like it's the ultimate. I'm sitting on the floor by myself in ashes without my shoes on. This is the ultimate place of tzar that a yid can go through. The mamash, the tzar of the shechina. On Erev Tisha B'Av, at that moment of the Sudas HaMasekes, I'm also eating a beitza. And I don't lose myself completely in the tzar. I don't fall apart completely that I say, this is Tisha B'Av, and Memela, everything's terrible. We've been this way for 2,000 years. Everything's falling apart. It's the worst thing that ever happened. The person's able to say, okay, right now I'm sitting on the floor, and I'm on the bottom of half of the egg, but I realize that there's also a kad. There's also a chad. There's also a part of the egg that's also sharp. I realize that, you know what's going to happen after Tisha B'Av? That by mincha, ready on Tisha B'Av, by the afternoon of Tisha B'Av, we're already going to pick ourselves up. We're not going to say tachanun. It's kor alei moyed. We're going to be able to recognize Mashiach is born on this day, that it's chad and it's chad at the same time. So you have to eat an egg to recognize that right now you're in a matzah of avelis, and you have to be in a matzah of avelis, but don't be meyayish in the place of avelis. Don't lose yourself in the tzar and in the upper and the afer where you're totally lost in that place that there's no tikva b'chlal. We're on the bottom, but there's a tikva. Ekra, karolai moyed, we're able to pick ourselves back up. And memela, fakar also, when a person's in that place of simcha, also to remember the bottom. Shezebachin is roisha echer kad ve'echer chad. Shavelis v'atzar makusher, betikva toy v'shein achamah v'simcha. All of those things are makusher together, those things of the makusher, with the chad and the kad, the tzar and the simcha are coming together. That's adkan, what I think is kedai for us to see over here. Just, l'chero, what he hasn't spoken, again, this Torah doesn't say anything about Pesach, I was having the balloon, and they said maybe a month or two ago. This is the soil b'chara of why Atbash, why Aleph of Pesach and Tisha B'Av are connected. Because the Aleph of Pesach is the ultimate day of Cheirus. It's the ultimate time when every year is Chayiv Adam Liris is Atzmai Kilu Yatzmi Mitzrayim. A person has to live in the ultimate Simcha Kilu Yatzmi Mitzrayim. And Mitzrayim doesn't just mean as a one-time thing. Mitzrayim means that right now I'm living Pesach night as if I have no Daigis B'chlal, as if I have no problems B'chlal. Komalachtecha Asuyim, the highest Madrega that a Yid lives Geuladik on Pesach night. A Yid lives mamish real cheiris, mamish mdukas al cheiris oilam. A person is able to experience that, on Pesach night. But at the same time, on the Ka'ara, we also have the Beitzah. The Beitzah reminds us right now at the top, right now it's Oiz V'chedva, right now it's Chad, right now it's a part that's sharp. We recognize that this is not the ultimate, that we're still in Golos. We recognize that we still have to get out of the place of Golos. And even though Pesach night is right now the highest, but a person is able to live with that balance where this Chad and this Kat together. And you have it sitting on the Ka'ara to remind yourself not to lose yourself in the joy and thinking that this is it. This is part of it. This is part of the picture. This is a taste of what the Ge'ula Asid is going to do. But at the end of the day, a person still needs to have the tikva. A person still needs to have the hope that right now it's Simcha, but this is not Azim al Ishaq Fina Ba'ulam Azah. It's Asr to get to that place of Imal Ishaq Fina Ba'ulam Azah. So even though right now I'm experiencing joy, this is not the ultimate joy. This is a joy. But there's also going to be a Galgal HaChayzer. Though what's going to happen right after Tisha B'Av, right after Pesach, is I'm going to go all the way back down to the first level again. Like the Rizas Magala, Pesach night is Mamash the highest, and then right away after that, you start from Sphira again, and you start all the way down from the bottom again. Mamash from the first Madrig again, from the place of Katnus again. So right now, I'm at the top, but I don't lose myself in the moment. I recognize that when things are going well, I have a savings account. The same way in business, when things are going well, I don't lose myself like the Rush who spends all of his money in one shot. So in Ruchnius also, I have a savings account that I'm able to prepare myself for the first night of Sfira. That while I'm sitting by the Pesach Seder, I'm already preparing myself to be able to be involved in that Indian of Shvecha Maschal Agayim, to be able to go out and open the door and beg for Mashiach to come, to beg for Yahu Navi. It's all working together. This is everything real that takes place Pesach night. Like we said, there's a Chiv of Maschal B'Gnus and Messiah B'Shvach. You have to begin with B'Gnus and Messiah B'Shvach. Why is it necessary? Just talk about the Shvach, just talk about the fact that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Talk about just the Simcha that we felt, but when we had the Makkas, Kriyas Yamsev, just talk about the Nisim and the Flois. But you can't do that. There's a Chiyav, a Maschal B'Gnus, a Messiah B'Shvach. The place can learn that the reason why is the difference between Sipu Yitzias Mitzrayim, a Lela Seder, and Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim that we have to do every day is because Yitzias Mitzrayim every day is just to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim, just to remember we left. Pesach night is much more than that. Pesach night, one of the Chilukim is that you have to be Maschal B'Gnus or Messiah B'Shvach. You have to begin with Gnus and then get the Shvach. You have to begin with that Avoida of the Merirus and then also get to the place of where you're able to recognize the Simcha. It has to be the Evda. It's Kad and the Chad working together. It's the Ka'ara and it's representing the Karban, but it's not just a round egg and it's not just a sharp egg. It's round and sharp coming together. It's the Yichud of these two things. And that's why Pesach night, we have Matzah. Matzah represents Holach Ma'ani the Chalno Avasanu. Right? What we have when we have the Matzahs, on the one hand, is Lachem Oini. Lachem Sha'inim Olav Dvarim Harbi, but also represents the Lechem the Klaisol ate when they were Mitzrayim. Matzah also represents the lachem of cheras. Represents the klai yisrael matzah zusha neichel mashumba because we don't have time for the matzah to be able to bake when we left Mitzrayim. So matzah represents the same thing. Matzah on the one hand represents the ultimate sign of cheras and the ultimate sign of avdas. Matzah says that it's round. Matzah says that okay, things right now are going well, but it's not always going to remain this way. Right, what looked like avdas brought you to cheras, and the cheras has the ability to get back to avdas again. The same matzah represents both. You need to have mar and you need to have matzah. Right, again, what do I need to eat tomorrow for? It's not important to eat tomorrow. Tomorrow is just, I have to remember the tzar. Let me just remember the simcha. Let me just drink dalek kosis and eat the matzah and remember the fact that the Hashem took us out. But the chazal, the way we pass on halacha is bala mar is lo yotza. Person swallows the mar without tasting the mar, he's not yotza. You have to taste the meriris because you're not going to experience the joy of Pesach if you don't taste the meriris. It's a side of why there's such a shibut that takes place in the weeks leading up to Pesach. It's like cleaning the house and all the preparation. It's supposed to be. This is what I'm talking about. There's an aspect of shibut that takes place because the only way you can experience kilu yatzim in Mitzrayim is when you're in Mitzrayim. The only way you can experience the taste, the beautiful taste of matzah is when you have the mara also. It's when you have bola mara is lo yatzim. When you taste the taste of the mara, then you can appreciate the matzah. Everything Pesach night revolves around these two things. On the one hand, we're leaning, and then we sit back up. And then we have Cheirus, and then we have Avdus. And we're going back and forth from this place of the Tsar, from the Meriris to the Matzah, and back and forth. And then we take the Matzah in the morning, and we put it together like Hillel, who's Kairach Matzah and Morah together, Zechel and Mikdash Kehillel. We're doing things that are just both a mix of these two things at once. Because the ultimate Shlemus of Nasan saying is a mix of these two things. It's not Chad and it's not Kad. It's Chad and Kad together. And that is that's the Simoni Tahara of a Beitza. Anything that's just one is not healthy. Any person who's on Tisha B'Av fell apart to the place of Yish, or on Purim, got to the place where he's already living in Geula so stark that he's not able to understand the bigger picture, that's not the Shlemus. The Shlemus is Aleph Tov, Pesach and Tisha B'Av always fall on the same day. You have to on Pesach remember Tisha B'Av and Tisha B'Av remember Pesach. When he's sitting by the Sudas Mafsekas and you have the egg shouldn't just remind you of Avelos. The egg should also remind you about Pesach night. You're sitting there on the floor, sitting there mamish on Tisha B'Av, and right before Tisha B'Av and you're eating the egg, remember there's a Pesach night coming. Remember there's a Geula coming. The Rebbe Shem took us out of Mitzrayim, is going to take us out. The Rebbe Shem is going to create a Mashiach and Shal Yisrael, which is going to be called Mashiach, who's going to take us out of Mitzrayim. Right now I'm on the floor, but I realize that there's also Pesach night. When I'm sitting Pesach night, remember that there's also a Tisha B'Av. And when a person's able to be miyachad these two things together, Chad and Kad, when you're able to have the sharp and the round together, that's the ultimate. Be able to have the sharp mar and the round matzah, that's the ultimate. To be able to be miyachad these two things together, I'm not saying that's the Siman HaTorah. Hashem should help us. We should be zeichet. Maska b'Rus Mesayim Meshvach. This Iker Yisayi. It's such an important Yisai that it's e-efsher to get to the place of real simcha and real Yeshua and real shlemos without going through the tzar and the yisurin. When a person recognizes that, he realizes that everything's part of one big picture. He's able to be, like he said, to be makasher, the avelus and the tzar to the tikva and the chama. It's one big package. It's one egg. And that egg is a simon eifahar. So Hashem should help us. We should be zeicha. We should mitzvah. We should be go from even before Pesach. We should be zeicha to be able to be to eat the carbon Pesach mitzvah Hashem and Yerushalayim Rakhodesh, and Shabbazach to recognize that all the tzar the Klaisel is going through now, Befrat, Klaisel, and Eretz Yisrael, that all the tzar the Klaisel is going through is part of the building blocks which mitzvah Hashem will build. Binyan Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi.